AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. He was fired in July over hazing allegations. Today, former Northwestern University football coach Pat Fitzgerald is suing the school, saying he was wrongfully fired. Dan Webb is Fitzgerald's attorney.
Certain other football players came and met with Coach Fitzgerald. And they told Fitzgerald they wanted him to know that in discussions with that so-called whistleblower, he had made statements that he was going to make false allegations.
Northwestern is facing more than a dozen lawsuits across multiple sports, with allegations including sexual abuse of players by teammates, as well as racist comments by coaches and race-based assaults. Derica Hamby has filed a gender discrimination complaint against the WNBA and the Las Vegas Aces, saying her former team and its coach, Becky Hammon, retaliated against her after she informed them she was pregnant. Prosecutors say the ex-campaign treasurer for New York Congressman George Santos will plead guilty to an unspecified felony in connection with a sprawling federal investigation of financial irregularities surrounding the indicted Republican. Nancy Marks is a veteran Long Island political operative. Norwegian writer Jan Fosse is this year's Nobel Prize winner in literature. Here's the AP's Karen Shamas.
One of his country's most performed dramatists, Fosse, has written some 40 plays as well as novels, short stories, children's books, poetry and essays.
The Nobel Committee says Fosse's work gives voice to the unsayable. Police in Holyoke, Massachusetts say they're looking for two men on murder charges after a pregnant woman hit by gunfire on a bus delivered a baby that later died. A Star Wars-obsessed man who was encouraged by his chatbot girlfriend to kill Queen Elizabeth in 2021 was sentenced to 9 years in prison for taking his plot to Windsor Castle, where he scaled the walls and was caught. This is AP News. A new poll finds nearly one in three Americans don't identify themselves as a member of a religious group, but it doesn't mean they're atheists.
A political science author identified this group as nuns, meaning they answer none when asked about their religious affiliation. But the new AP NORC poll finds 43% of them say they believe in God, even if they dislike organized religion. About 40% of those under age 30 say they don't have a religion. Some cite bad experiences, like churches that showed intolerance to their beliefs, or those aggressively soliciting money when parishioners were unable to pay. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Zimbabwe recorded 100 suspected deaths from cholera and more than 5,000 possible cases since late last month. The government in Zimbabwe is imposing restrictions to stop the spread of the disease, including stopping some social gatherings. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.